I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. The day after Thanksgiving kicks off Black Restaurant Week in Florida. Here with what that means in Jacksonville is The Jackson's Ennis Davis and Christopher Smith with LISC Jacksonville. Ennis, we'll start with you. What is Black Restaurant Week?
Black Restaurant Week is intended to stimulate growth of the African-American-owned culinary businesses and farms across the U.S. One reason this is very important in Jacksonville is we have a significant connection to Black history in America, probably more so than the majority of regions across the U.S. And the restaurant industry, the food industry, is a major part of our local economy. And so supporting that is a way to stimulate and revitalize and reduce crime in communities across the city.
So Christopher, how many restaurants are on this list and where are they located in the city?
We believe there are well over 200 of these food businesses. They're in Northwest Jacksonville, downtown. They're in Southside. They're out east. All throughout the city, you have local Black-owned food businesses that are contributing to the overall economy. This is an opportunity for folks to actually get some exposure to African-American cuisine, African cuisine, and Caribbean cuisine. This is a chance to try something new and venture out of typical sort of dining spaces.
We've spoken to some restaurant owners during this pandemic who are really hanging on by a thread and seeing how things go day to day. Have you spoken with any of these restaurant owners about how this situation has affected them this year?
Yeah, we sure have. I mean, people are greatly affected by this, who may be our neighbors or family members. 47% of restaurant employees, all the restaurant employees, are people of color. So given the diversity of the city of Jacksonville, it is important that we support these enterprises so that we can keep people employed, so they can stay with their families and keep their homes, and that we can also support this regional economy.
Beyond the restaurant week, is there anything that LISC is doing to help these businesses?
Yes. We want to make sure that there's improved access to capital for small businesses. And so we are going to be unveiling several programs over the coming weeks that will allow local businesses to be able to understand the opportunity that we can present to help them provide continued services while getting the financial support they need.
And is there anything else that people can look forward to besides patronizing these businesses?
Yeah, so Black Restaurant Week kicks off on Friday, November the 27th. An event is being held over in the east side, the Melanin Market, from 3 to 7 p.m. It is an outdoor event along A. Philip Randolph Boulevard that features a number of locally minority-owned businesses, merchants, food, music, and there will be live local entertainment. So this is a great way to get out and get some exercise walking down one of the city's historic commercial districts in a Black community.
Again, that is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. That was Christopher Smith with LISC Jacksonville and the Jackson's Ennis Davis. A list of those Black-owned restaurants in Jacksonville is in this story at thejacksonmag.com. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.